Hey, it's Brian, and welcome to TPN The Walk-On. I know it's Thursday, but we have another college football Wild Wednesday with comedian Eli Sayers and the Professional Gamblers NFL Week 10 picks. And now, from the Bet Bunker in Brooklyn, here is your host, Joel Walkowski.
This is the Polish Hammer coming at ya via the podcast. And over there, this would all be impossible. It would just be a hallucination after a mescaline trip if it weren't for the techie trekkie over there and the John Wilkes, Brian Allen Mitchell.
Ooh, I think mescaline sounds good. Is it like Pepto-Bismol?
Let's find out together.
Okay.
We need more of a Joe Rogan feel here. Let's try drugs we don't even know what they are.
I like it.
I love it. I want some more of it. Mescaline, I mean. What day is it?
Wednesday or Thursday? I don't know.
Well, Wednesday, it's pretty tame, you know?
Yeah.
Not much is going on Wednesdays. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. That's not true at all. We know Wednesdays. They're wild Wednesdays. And it's a wild college football week. Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
Here to go through all of it. And we're going to try to analyze some games here is the best roaster of all time, the leader of the Wildcats, my good friend, Eli Sayers.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm not the leader. We were all leaders.
You were the leader. You were the funny one. You worked the hardest.
We were all funny. We all did our things. This is probably what your fans tune in for.
Yeah.
Banter about our previous sketch comedy group.
Yeah, if you saw punk rock sketch comedy in 2016, welcome to Behind the Music. Things really turned when the other guy got a girlfriend. So how are you? Are you sad today?
I want to be sad.
Alabama was postponed.
Oh, so whatever. I was just going to be. Do they need to play that game? Like, what do people think is going to happen? Really? Like, can't they just say, like, what if we call it 30-0, and then, like, LSU gets off, like, better than they would, like, if they actually played the game? Or call it, like, 14-0, and then
yeah, 14,
just call the game.
Right? 14-0?
I loved LSU plus 28.5.
Yeah.
I was going to go. All the games I wanted to bet on were canceled, so.
Hey, what are you going to do? We're in the middle of a pandy, baby. That's the pandy for you.
Yeah, let's get that vaccine. Make this a pandy express.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we got to say some mean things before we get into
it.
So we have our roast of the week.
That's right.
And this week, he's the coach of, unfortunately, my university's football team. We're talking Jim Harbaugh.
Yay!
So I've got 7, I think.
I have two good ones.
Yeah, I got two good ones. The rest are really bad.
Well, I feel like I'm piggybacking off one you said. Like, he just looks like a friend's dad who will ground kids who aren't even his. like he looks. Did you say something similar to that last week though? That he's like a neighborhood dad that'll yell at like every kid.
Oh yeah, he's got that chin.
He just always looks angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but, you know, I'm going to give you the writing credit on that. Lord knows I've taken your jokes before. you know, but Jim Harbaugh, he's awful. He's the worst thing to be in khaki since I had an accident in the Dockers store.
I love that one. I love that. Well, yeah, he has, like, resting unhappy marriage face. He just always looks fucking, always looks miserable. It looks like he can't get through a conversation with his son. He looks like his idea of a hero is recruiters who convince poor kids in Mississippi to go die in a war.
Oh, no. I mean, despite his terrible coaching record against all our rivals, I know what kind of man Harbaugh is, and that's why I'm proud to tell people that I'm a student at Michigan State University.
There's some people who wouldn't like that one. I call him a suburban Meyer.
Yes.
He's like a stupid Joe Paterno, slow Paterno, I have.
He turns in the worst performance in the Big House since those guards walked away from Epstein's cell.
Nice. He looks like he, let me see. He looks like he's he's scowling. He's always scowling, right?
Right.
Well, he looks like he's constantly mad that Spanish language is an option on the self-checkout machine at Home Depot.
As a Michigan fan, I can't help but look at programs like Alabama and wonder, why can't our coach get COVID?
That's better than, I think I just said, he always looks like his daughter just said the word non-binary. I think that's all I got.
He's less popular in my home state than Governor Whitmer, which is strange because Harbaugh can't lock down anybody.
Ooh, nice.
He's underperformed so badly, he was given a pep talk by the Flint Reservoir.
Oh, my God.
And I just, this is not a joke, but I found this in my research. Do you know what Harbaugh's first like job developing a player was? He was Ryan Leaf's mentor.
Ooh. That's a bad sign.
Hey, we can't, it was established, we can't say the R word here. That was established. We'd established that. Can I call him a Flint Waterhead? That's what Harbaugh is.
Yeah, all right. Jim Harbaugh.
Ooh, I got one.
You got a race?
Yeah. Brian.
He was born in Toledo, Ohio.
Got him.
Got him.
That's he zigs when we expect a zag. Brian with the roast.
Playing hardball. No softball over here.
No softball here.
Before we get into this week's college football, I want to take a little look back at the premier game of last weekend.
What was the premier game of last
weekend? Clemson, Notre Dame, and I lost
the COVID Bowl.
I lost a lot of respect for Notre Dame that day.
Oh, the students, you mean?
The students.
For disobeying protocol and wearing too much green?
No. Notre Dame, they're you're
I like green, though. Wearing green.
Yeah, green's good.
Yeah, wearing
no,
green.
No disrespect.
Cool. You always kind of look like you're going to throw up, which is great for Irish people because they're always about to throw up.
Whoa. Hey.
Hey,
making fun of white people now?
Biden's America. Maybe. Oh, who knows? God. We're going to. Can we hide out in the bet bunker during the coup? Okay, so
what's the over under on Trump pulling that off?
It's statistically impossible. I understand that
the over is civilization. It's over.
Okay, but Notre Dame, they consider themselves the most storied program in college football, right?
Sure. Yeah, because they tell stories about how good they are.
Yeah. They stormed the field after beating a team without their starting quarterback.
Well, yes, they're dorks. Dweebs, stupid shit. I will say that they can say they beat a good Clemson team.
Yeah.
They were still good. They're going to get mauled when Trevor comes back.
Right.
But it's so dorks. Yeah, because you knew it was going to happen too, right? I called it. I was like, oh, fuck, they're going to rush the field. It's like when fucking Auburn rushed the field beating Alabama's backup quarterback last year after winning by 3 points after that weird, tricky, Weasley Gus, like, oh, put a second back on the clock.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, just trash.
Yeah, and I would expect Notre Dame of all schools to act like they've been there before, and that's not how a big program operates.
Yeah, and another reason Auburn sucks. Look, Auburn, I just turn everything into Auburn bashing. No, I don't know. They're excited. I get it. But yeah, it was a good win. It was an impressive win. I'll give them that. I didn't expect them to win. But yeah, it's not, you rush the field when you beat them with Trevor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, with Trevor, it's warranted. You deserve that moment. But if you beat the backup while Trevor is, that was so sad to see him on the sideline.
Although it's a crazy ass season, you know, when else are you going to get a chance to run into a field?
So I do have some long-term forecasts. These are not for this week, but I have my locks of the year.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
The rematch. ACC championship, Clemson over Notre Dame. Yeah, like yeah, Clemson's winning that game by three touchdowns, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, do they have the odds up yet?
Aren't up yet, but whatever they are, I'm going to be backing Clemson.
Yeah, I got a feeling that they're going to be favored by like 12 or something, like Clemmy. And yeah, Clemson will cover that. Yeah. I think they're going to pound them. Why does everyone buy into this shit? Every year people say like Clemson's bad. Every fucking year they say Clemson is like not as good, and then they fucking win titles and shit.
Yeah, because
I don't buy it. I don't buy the Clemson's not that good line of thinking going on right now.
No, and they have amazing player development on their defensive line. I think you could argue that they have two of the top 10 players in college football, Lawrence and Etienne.
Yeah, and to Notre Dame's credit, they did a great job of containing Etienne. Like their defensive line is Notre Dame is a good football team. I just don't think they're a playoff football team, and they're not on the same level as Clemson. Clemson
totally.
Proper.
Yeah.
You know? But they are a good football team. There's going to be a lot of Notre Dame bashing out of this, coming from myself included. But
no, and I mean, when we get to bowl season, I can't wait to see Notre Dame play Northwestern. It's going to be a really close match of who knows who's going to come out on top. And then my other lock, and these are both going to be big money line plays for me just to win. It's next weekend. I cannot wait.
What?
Indiana versus Ohio State. Indiana, they're the darlings of the Big Ten. They beat Michigan. They beat Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's coming.
Yeah, I don't know what the line on that is. I think Indiana is for real, and I think they're good, and Indiana fans should all be excited, but yeah, then they're not going to do much. I think that they'll look good as they lose handily to Penn State, Ohio State. I think that people watching will be like, hey, Penix is really, like, this is an actually good team, but yeah, I don't think it'll ever be in doubt.
Yeah, they'll peak real quick, and then Ohio State will be like, okay, that was fun. That was cool that you did.
And barring an Indiana misstep this weekend, mm-hmm. it's next weekend. I think the spread is going to be under two touchdowns because it's at Indiana. And yeah, I'm housing Ohio State there.
The Hoosiers. You always mispronounce things. Hoosiers.
No, my dad lives in that
town. You're hoosing them.
And this has nothing to do with Indiana University rejecting my application.
Oh, shit,
yeah,
really?
We got bad.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. But okay,
I'll fight them, Illini.
But those are my locks.
Wait, Indiana. I was thinking of Illinois. Sorry. Go ahead.
And this week, all of the SEC is postponed, right?
Yeah.
CBS.
Whoa, all but one.
Yeah, we've got Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and CBS is just like, nah, we're good not showing college football this week.
I think we'll just play the Little Rascals. We'll just do that.
This is a presentation of the movie Heidi. We'll watch that instead of, everyone got the Kofi for whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's whatever, you know?
They're going to play the Little Rascals. You think people will enjoy Warwick Dunn highlights? He's very short.
Little Rascals would love it during the pandy because you can't kiss a girl. Ain't allowed. Everyone's in the He-Man's. Everyone's in the He-Man's.
Women haters club.
Yeah, everyone's in their club now.
They gotta get on top of each other's shoulders and put on a trench coat just to determine how to get 6 feet away from each other.
Well, they're like, no, it's not that you're a bunch of kids. The movie theaters are closed. There's a pandemic. Stop asking.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And then the cops get mad at that one. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Heisman Trophy odds, they've shifted since I texted you about.
I've spilled seltzer on myself every time I've taken a drink. Go ahead.
I mean, I noticed you didn't swallow it a lot of times when you drink it. That may be the problem.
I think part of it is a lot of it is missing my mouth.
That happened.
That's normally what creates a spill.
What was it? We're talking about football, though.
Yeah, we're talking about football. We're talking football. About the Heisman Trophy. Last week, Mac Jones was favored.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
My man.
This week, we've got co-favorites. Justin Fields, plus 175.
All day.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, plus 175. Mac Jones, plus 200. And then Kyle Trask, plus 800.
Okay, Kyle. Yes, but no, Kyle. Sorry, Kyle.
You gotta.
Well, he's got a loss so far, but yeah, Kyle. I think Kyle's real deal.
He's real deal. Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
I think Justin Fields deserves it.
Yeah, I mean the fact that Fields is plus money right now when he's got to be the prohibitive favorite right now.
Yes.
I think that Ohio State's not going to lose a game. I can't see a Big Ten team beating them at this point
if they can play.
It doesn't seem likely. Yeah, I think Fields will get it. I think Fields deserves it, and then I think Mac Jones deserves. To go to. I think he deserves runner-up. And I think Trevor deserves third, maybe fourth on Kyle Trask.
Yeah, but that's also going to come into play in mm-hmm. that Notre Dame game. That's going to be Trevor trying to make his Heisman case one game by hanging 55 points
and
on the vaunted Irish defense.
And he probably will do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Who you betting on? You betting on Fields?
I'm betting on Fields, yeah. I'm back in... I think that Fields thing
I think that's smart, because I think he's going to win the title.
Yeah.
They're going to win the title, and he's going to have they're going to get the season they should have probably had last year, and it'll be great.
And the Heisman, it doesn't take the postseason into account, so they just need to go to the playoff for him to win this thing.
Yeah, it really means nothing. Kind of how, like, you know, when Tua beat Kyler this past Sunday.
That was awesome. Are you betting on the Masters this week? How about the NFL and college football? Take some of that action to BetMGM. Why? Because for a limited time, BetMGM has a special signing bonus for the Props Network listeners. All you have to do is create a new account at BetMGM and use code WALKON20 to get a 100% match on your first deposit up to $500. That's right, just enter code WALKON20 and up to a $500 bonus bankroll is yours. Then you'll enjoy all that BetMGM has to offer, like earning free bets every week in the Money Monday Club, multi-sport parlay boosters, and this week you can get $10 free live bet dealer casino plays when you wager $20 or more on any NFL game. So try BetMGM with code WALKON20 now while the offers last. Must be 21 or older to bet online. Do you or someone you know have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today. Okay, so we're back from a slew of non-offensive jokes. Wait, they're cool with Jamie Foxx, but listen, not me.
For a network that like specializes in this kind of thing, I can't believe y'all took a terrible gamble on Joel Bukowski. What did you think was going to happen? Jesus Christ. He's going to get you in trouble.
Okay, so I went through the college football slate. It's a little limited, but here are some potential bets I saw. They're not organized by conference this week, so sorry for that. First off,
yeah, this is wild.
Boise State bounce back -13.5 versus Colorado State.
I want to say Boise State's going to cover that. Colorado State looked good in their last game though.
Yeah, and I'm under the impression that Colorado State is like one of the worst Division I college football programs.
Nah, I think like they got Patrick O'Brien is a good quarterback, and Patrick O'Brien's a good quarterback. They're good, they're fine. I think the problem is Boise State is banged up and injured than a motherfucker. Is part of it, but they're on like their third quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be Cade Fennigan, and the thing is, Colorado State has a pretty decent pass rush, but Boise State has a really great O-line, and they've protected him pretty good. I don't know. I think Boise State has enough. Like they can beat you on the run. They can beat you in the air. They can beat you with the defense. But I don't. Oh damn! I'm telling. What do you not like this one? Is this
no,
a stay
I'm
away
leaning
from
Boise
you?
State.
I'm going Boise State.
I'm leaning that way too. I'm nervous, but it's recency bias. It's just because I just watched Colorado State do better than I expected them to do. You know how it is, and then so you start thinking like, oh, they might do. But you're right. I think Boise. I'd take Boise.
And
here.
By that same recency bias, I think that line reflects it because Boise State looked horrible against BYU.
BYU's the real deal though.
I followed your pick. That one hit big for me. I parlayed BYU plus the over, crushed it. It was a miraculous cover. 13 points were scored at halftime for a 61 over under.
Wow.
It was obliterated.
That was great.
God bless BYU.
Well, what can I say besides you're welcome?
In the chat,
Zach Wilson's the truth.
Eli, is that a hibiscus LaCroix, ladies?
What?
Is that a hibiscus LaCroix?
It's the. It's a hibiscus. Yeah. Yes. 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 It looks like it is a hibiscus. Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
My man Sam hooks me up with them.
That's a good hibiscus. That's
there's some perks to being a regular guest here on the Props Network.
You get a little hibiscus.
Okay. Next line, Big Ten. Indiana's favored by 7.5 at Michigan State. Michigan State looked awful last week.
Yeah.
And I gotta lean Spartans here. Is that crazy?
Just to cover?
Yeah, to cover.
I think no, that's not crazy. I think Indiana will win by like 7 exactly. Mm. I think Indiana. Like I said, man, they're real. I think that they're for real. I think they're really talented and they fucking believe in themselves. If you watch them play, they are spirited, enthusiastic, coached up, aggressive. It's really fun. I think Sparty, man, I don't know, like, Rocky Lombardi's talented. They're talented. Something's just not clicking. They just can't click. They can't, there's miscues and shit. They play sloppy, but I do think that there's enough, and I think maybe there's enough desperation for that program that I think that they will, come within a touchdown like that.
Yeah, and Mel Tucker, he's following in the footsteps of the greatest coach in the program's, like, recent history. So there's going to be some mix-up, but we've seen them play really good games. We've seen them play really bad games, and they've kind of alternated. So I lean to think they'll keep it close against Indiana.
I think that's wise. Yeah, I think I agree with you there.
Yeah, spread's just slightly too big.
Just slightly. They know what they're doing. I feel like they don't have our best interest in mind.
This one was canceled, so I'm not going to bet it anymore.
What?
Wasn't Georgia-Missouri postponed?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
was it? I actually don't know.
Yeah, and okay, so I'll move on. A team that I've loved betting on this year, UNC -13.5 at Wake Forest. I mean, Wake Forest has had some good outings this year, but like aside from that Florida State game, UNC's been awesome every week.
Yeah. UNC's really good. Wake Forest is they're decent. They're a good team. Decent pass, decent run, decent defense. I don't think that UNC, I've talked about it. I like Sam Howell a lot. I think their defense, UNC's defense gives up a lot of yards, but they're really good at getting sacks. And Wake Forest has not been good at protecting their quarterback, Sam Hartman. And I think that'll be a difference maker. I think that they'll cause some chaos. There'll be some wildness, wild whatever day it'll be, probably Saturday. I like UNC there too. Yeah.
Yeah, love them there. And this line, our favorites, the Chanticleers.
Yeah, I love Coastal Carolina.
I don't understand this line. They're favored by 10.5
points. It's a great line. Our favorites, the Chanticleers.
No, the betting line. They're favored by 10.5 at Troy. Can Troy hang with them?
Not the whole game, no. I don't think that their defense will be able to keep up with Coastal Carolina's passing game. They have Troy has a decent passing game. They don't really have a run game to speak of. They'll put up some points, but they won't even, because Coastal Carolina plays D too. Their defense looked really good against the Jags. Did you catch that game?
Yeah,
I like the Jags a lot too. But so I kind of wish the Jags kept it closer. But I was still just impressed, as I am every week, with Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, I think Coastal Carolina, they're establishing themselves as the bully of that conference, and they're gonna just continue to roll.
Mm-hmm. That's too easy.
We'll see if Billy Napier has anything to say about that.
We'll see, Billy. And this one, I can't believe I like this one. Penn State -3.5 at Nebraska.
Yeah, why would you like that one?
Because Penn State, they're Penn State. They've got 5-star recruits. They've got 4-star recruits. John Franklin's been pretty bad so far this year, but I think they're a better team than Nebraska.
They're definitely a better team, but do you trust them right now? I don't know. They almost seem like Nebraska, you know, they didn't look atrocious against Ohio State. I think that when the O-line is coming, like, gelling like they should, Adrian Martinez can do some good things. That's a risky one. You're right. Your case is good. You make a good case. It's just I just am scared to bet on Penn State, period. Right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And betting on Penn State at this point in the year is insane.
Yes. It really is.
So I'm less high on this one as you are. I think you're probably right, but I don't know that I can go as far as recommending it, like being like, yes, definitely better. I just can't recommend betting on Penn State, you know? Maybe I'm right. I don't want to fuck you all over, though. You're the gambler.
I'm allowed to stay away.
No,
stay away.
And there's enough I like already with UNC, Coastal Carolina, Boise State. Those are things that it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are meats. Are good.
So, I'm going to take those games.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't need to talk myself into Penn State. And then we kind of have this divided by time slot this week. We're on to 3:30, and there's a couple big dogs playing.
Good time of day.
USC at Arizona, -14.5.
Yeah, USC is going to cover that.
Yeah, USC, I think, will cover that.
And I have to say, no, Joel, I know you're high on USC this year. I think they're good. I think Slovis is for real. He looked good. Not perfect, and the receivers weren't quite as good as ever, like up to par is what I thought. But I was impressed with the defense and all that. But like their corners are good, but it doesn't matter. Fuck Arizona, they're a mess. Like Grant Gunnell, I like him. He's not going to put up any runs to speak of. And they're under like financial hardship now, Arizona. Like just the whole program. I feel bad. I don't even want to just talking about them feels like punching down. Just describing them accurately feels like punching down.
Yeah, the coach is in all sorts of hot water.
Oh, someone is on the hot seat. He is on
a volcano, if you will.
It's going to be a bad season.
Well, it's just because it's in Arizona. I think they like him there. No, I think, but I don't even blame. It's just like, what's he supposed to do? Like, it's just a, it's a, it's, I don't like thinking about Arizona.
Yeah, but USC, they
good state. I like the state. Go ahead.
USC underwhelmed last week, but we thought that was possible because the timing of the game was so weird.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
They played at 9 o'clock local time, and like I'm gonna forgive the air.
Yeah.
And big bounce back week for one of the major programs. And if USC beat Clemson without their starting quarterback, I don't think they storm the field.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone's allowed into the Pac-12 stadiums. Yeah.
Okay, Notre Dame, Boston College. Notre Dame's favored by 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
I think that's a good spread.
Yeah.
It makes me a little bit nervous, but I think you're probably right. I think that I kind of think that Jurkovic and Ian Book are kind of equals, right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
I think as far as I think that I don't know, but Notre Dame has that like Boston College will pass on you; they'll score, but they don't really have a run game to speak of. And I think that'll be the difference maker. Notre Dame has a great O line, great run game, and I think that'll be the difference. And I think you're right. Yeah, I think they're more than capable of winning by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, if I had to bet this game, I'd take BC, but I think the lines makers did just a perfect job with that one.
What if you had to take that game? What
I'd take BC if I had to, but 14. I think this will be a push, actually. That like
you think that they will exactly...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All bets will be refunded. Thanks for playing.
I think Notre Dame's going to come out hot.
I think they're going to cover. So you don't think they're going to cover, or you do, Notre Dame?
I don't think they will.
Yeah, so you like BC here?
Kind of, but it's like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel too strong.
Well, like I told you, I don't feel super confident about it. It's another one where I think that they will win by 2 touchdowns or more, but, like, I don't know if I'm confident enough to be like, yeah, definitely bet on this.
Yeah, and I think college football, you see a lot of variance week to week, so the letdown game, they're good enough to win, but they might not be focused enough to dominate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, this is probably my favorite line of the week. I don't understand why this line is as low as it is. SMU -2.5.
Completely missed my mouth entirely, all on my face. What's this one? Oh, this fucking crazy ass line. What is this line?
-2.5 versus Tulsa.
You were just saying you don't like it.
I'm saying I gotta back SMU here.
Oh yeah. In that sense, yeah. But it's like, why? I'm confused by it. Right, Brian? Like what?
Tulsa.
No, Tulsa's not bad.
They're not bad.
I don't
want to cast SMU is really they're clicking.
Yeah. SMU has such a good offense. Their defense is not amazing, but it's also not awful. It's fine. I think that Tulsa has a slightly better defense than SMU, but they're not going to be able to keep up. Like, I don't know. Tulsa, they beat UCF, which is sick, I guess. But, like, I think they beat ECU barely by, like, 3 points. So, like, it doesn't, like, inspire a ton of confidence. So, yeah, take SMU all day here.
Yeah. I mean, Tulsa, cool. They can run the ball pretty well. But I'm not sure against SMU, though. I don't know.
I think they'll have luck running against them. Because I think that, who was it? Green Wave had good luck running against SMU, I think, if I'm not fucking that up in my head.
Mm. Yeah, but SMU, like, they're playing for their whole season. Tulsa, they're just playing out the string. Like, there's some great things that SMU can still achieve.
Only losses to Bearcats, who I think are, you know, a playoff team. Won't be, but should be.
Yeah, we got to have – put just Bearcats, BYU in a bowl game.
And then you got to put Coastal Carolina.
They play the winner.
Well, no. It'll likably be it'll likely be Raging Cajuns. It'll be Louisiana Lafayette versus Coastal Carolina. Both teams I love. And then the winner of that plays the winner of BYU and SMU.
We got to become boosters.
Bearcats.
We got to just have enough influence over college football where we can really move the needle for them. And this line's kind of weird for me. Northwestern -3.5 versus Purdue. I mean, I kind of like Northwestern there, right?
I think it's a fair line. I think Purdue's good, and I think they'll come close. But I think you're right. I think that I'd take Northwestern. They can, Purdue. They can pass on you. They got a good pass. David Bell is a great fucking receiver for Purdue. Their defense is decent, but they're not great against the run, and that's where I think Northwestern's going to have the edge because they can pass now with Peyton Ramsey. It opens up the run, and then they go old school on you, fucking run, chew clock defense because they have a good defense. And, yeah, I think I definitely like Northwestern here.
Yeah, and we've seen, just kind of studying the lines this year, -3.5 for a road team. That's the odds maker's way of telling you, this team's much better. Take this team. And then Oregon -9.5 versus Washington State.
It's probably fair, right? What do you think? Who you like here?
I like Oregon there.
I like Oregon there too. I think they're it was kind of like USC where I couldn't show is he's a good quarterback. I think they're replacing a lot on the O-line, like I think I mentioned before, and it'll slowly get better there. There's just kind of a sloppiness there, but it might have just been rust. Like, I don't want to be too unfair to them. Pass rush could have been better, shaky special teams. But they did still win pretty handily. So I think they're definitely a good team, and I think they'll be Washington State, they have an offense. They have their run. You didn't see that under Leach, right? They're running now.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy to see. But they don't really have a defense to speak of. So I like Oregon to beat them by 10 or more.
And then our last game of the week, Michigan +4.5 at home versus Wisconsin.
Oh, I can't wait for this fucking beatdown. I can't wait for this obliteration.
Badgers are in trouble.
Oh, you think so? You think so? I think the Wolverines might be in trouble.
Yeah, I mean,
you like Michigan here?
Is Wisconsin ready to play football?
I have no
exactly.
idea.
That's what
I have no idea. They might be extra ready to play football though.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They might be like Chaman because they're another one. Look, they were so good. I didn't know Graham Mertz was that good.
He was awesome.
And they're gonna fucking fuck. They should fuck Michigan up. They should beat them really well. I don't know if that's gonna happen because of all this the pandy and all the COVID and all that. But mm-hmm. I still think Wisconsin's gonna beat them. I recommend Wisconsin. Again, I completely understand just staying away from this weird ass game. But look, if you're gonna gamble, gambling on college football in 2020 is an extreme sport. All right, it's an emotional extreme sport, and if you're into it, do it. Fuck it, bet on Wisconsin. It's Wild Wednesday. You saying Michigan though?
Michigan getting 4.5 at home off like the in really dark ages for the program.
I think Harbaugh might be out for blood. Like he's in the hot seat, maybe.
Yeah.
So he might be out for like I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I mean, Wisconsin, they're the second best team in the Big Ten, and I do think the best version of Michigan is able to keep it close against them. The fact that the line is more than a field goal,
yeah.
The fact that all the handle is on Wisconsin, as well as just kind of the story elements of Harbaugh playing for his job, I'm inclined to back Michigan here.
I'm gonna think it might look a little bit like when Florida took a lot of time off because of the COVID stuff, and a lot of people kind of forgot how good they were and kind of doubted them. And I was like, nah, they're going to fucking whoop up on Georgia, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think we might see a similar thing here. I think Wisconsin might be like, oh, everyone was talking about us. Now they ain't. Like now they're just coming out hot. Like they've been like chomping at the bit to do this.
I think you're right. So here's what we're going to back this week. We're going to back Boise State versus Colorado State.
Great.
UNC at Wake Forest. Coastal Carolina at Troy.
Easy.
USC Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
SMU Tulsa. And Oregon versus Washington State. Those are our six.
Hey.
$25 on each. Let's go.
I dig.
Hell yeah.
You guys dig?
You would have taken Georgia over Mizzou?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I think so too. I think.
One more ad read, then you want to hang out for NFL picks?
Oh, you know I do.
More and more states are legalizing online sports betting. But how are you supposed to know which sites are legal to bet on and which are shady offshore bookie operations? Every sports book looks the same. That's why when legal betting comes to your state, you need to go to thepropsnetwork.com before opening your first account. Props Network is one of the only betting news sites that exclusively ranks U.S. sportsbooks that are kosher to bet on, so you won't get fooled into breaking the law, unlike a certain podcast host. Look, how do you guys make friends in Barbados? Not only will you find a reputable place to bet at thepropsnetwork.com, you'll also get the guaranteed best sportsbook bonuses in the industry and reporting on weekly promos. That's thepropsnetwork.com, where great bets get started. Must be 21 or older to bet online. Do you or someone you know have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today. All right, so NFL. I think it's the toughest week of the NFL season by far for me. The lines are tough. I had trouble formulating some picks, but here they are. I like the Bucks. Favored by 5 points at the Panthers without Christian McCaffrey.
I like that now.
DVOA don't lie. The Bucs were the best team in the NFL besides the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
First half of the season. They had a nightmarish outcome against the Saints last Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I expect a bounce back from them. They'll
it's
win
a
by a touchdown.
Yeah.
Love it. Love the Bucs.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice.
Yeah, Saints
especially with McCaffrey out. That's just
I have the teams I like here, so I figured we'd put your teams here, too.
Thank you. I like the Lions versus Washington. They're favored by 4.
You like the Lions here.
Well, the Washingtons, they're putting in, I think,
Alex Smith. Yeah.
And if there's a quarterback the Lions defense will be good for, it's Alex Smith. Alex Smith won't be pressured all day. He'll be the most mobile quarterback on the field. But I think the Lions should win this game by around 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
I think they're better.
Yeah.
But Washington has more of a chance to make the playoffs because of their division. I like the Browns -3 versus the Texans. They win this game, right?
If Nick Chubb is back and healthy, they win this game pretty easily.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I like Nick Chubb.
Everyone loves Nick. He's great.
He's awesome.
People love Nick Chubb, and probably the biggest warning sign I saw out there, this line seems off to me, the Dolphins... They're favored by 2.5 against Mr. 405 and the LA Chargers.
It's going to be a fun one. We might be back-to-back great games with when we have the Cardinals and Dolphins, but now with like these two young quarterbacks back-to-back, like this, I think we got another barn burner for us right here. And 2.5, that means that they don't know. Yeah, and it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, but one team is contending for their division.
Yeah.
The other is going to fire their coach, and we know that it's just pretty inept over there. I don't understand why this is less than a field goal line.
The Chargers are going to fire their coach?
Yeah, their coaches. They've blown like 16-point leads 4 times this season.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are going to win this game, right?
They should. I mean, the Dolphins have looked incredible. They've got the number one ranked defense, I believe, and the Chargers.
And I was seeing something about just Dolphins points against, and they're in the top. Like they're in the top teams. Just like no one can really score on them. Like it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You have a young team
people called me crazy.
That are wow. It's gonna be good.
And then you know this one. It's not a bet. Like a straight wager, but I think there's good value in teasing the Steelers and the Ravens.
Yeah.
Ravens are at the Patriots. They're an awful matchup for the Patriots. This is the type of team they can't handle whatsoever.
Mm.
And then the Steelers, they're playing the Bengals, and the Bengals, they released a video of them just making fun of the terrible towel. That's not, you don't do that when you're playing Pittsburgh.
That.
Like,
oh,
you
no.
don't make fun of the stupid towel. That's the one thing they hold.
That's the only blemish on that team, really.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that. They love billboard. They love that stuff. That gets them fired up. That's the fuel that they need. People are getting blown up.
The Steelers are already so motivated because they looked awful last week. We don't know who their quarterback will be. So I know that I know I said bet it anyways, but I think there's really good two-team tees, Ravens, Steelers.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of them. They need those towels to wipe away the history of assault allegations.
Eli Sayers, this was another Wild Wednesday. We're going out on top with you there. All my favorite teams. So we will be back tomorrow. We're going to go through NBA futures, why I like the Golden State Warriors. We'll be back Friday with the NFL props drop. And we'll be back with the Pro Gambler picks and a whole slate of walk-ons next week. So, for the Props Network, for Brian Allen Mitchell, and for the Roast Ghost, Eli Sayers, listen to his podcast, The Roast Ghost.
Please.
This is Joel Walkowski, walking off.